With excitement in her voice, Iris Sawalas said it was great to see Sputch, Ulacan, in the Bellacoola River this year. Sawalas works with New Hawk Ancestral Governance for the nation's stewardship office and said since the mid-1990s the run has dwindled severely. So when she and 100s of other people gathered for the 10th annual Sputch ceremony on Tuesday, April 9th at the mouth of the Bellacoola River in an area called Qumkots, which is a hereditary village site, it was very celebratory. It was good to see the Sputch coming back in quantities, she told Coast Mountain News. There were not enough to harvest, but we have not seen this big of a run in the last 10 years. Her grandmother, the late Nunanta, Amanda Sawalas, had said in 4 years, if the community did the ceremonies, they would reawaken the spirit of the ceremony for the Sputch. We've never had them run much when we started in 2018, but after 4 years there was a run, although it was not as big as 2024, she said. We feel by doing this work it is a reminder to our community, youth and our children about the importance of ceremony and the Ulacan. As New Hawk they believe from birth they are connected to the water and the land. Ceremonies are held from birth to adulthood and into leadership's roles. We are only caretakers, we don't own any land or water, she said. We are reminded as people, as Nuxal KMC, our duty is to protect our land and waters for those who are not even born. This Sputch ceremony is also helping us bring back what we once lost. She blamed the legalization of shrimp trawling as a contributor to the Ulacan decline. When she and other leaders started working on revitalizing the Sputch, their research revealed the importance of ceremonies. It would be like a New Year celebration, Sawalas explained of the Sputch ceremony. If you have ever heard of Hobai, the Nisga'a have for their New Year, it's similar, but ours is focused on the Sputch. It is the start of the new year to us in a sense, it's about bringing us wealth and a year of good harvesting. Holding ceremonies is a reminder of the importance of Ulacan because when they lost them in the 1990s, they also lost a lot of elders and people who relied on the fish for their health. Many used it as medicine for diabetes. Students from the area's 4 schools and New Hawk College, as well as community members on and off reserve attended the ceremony. It was opened up to the whole community and when word got around that the river was full of Ulacan the Ulcacho First Nation wanted to celebrate with us. We had guests from Ulcacho here so it was really amazing and a great celebration. Next year the ceremony will be held the week of March 15th and forevermore, Sawalas noted, adding it will be fitting because in the New Hawk calendar that is the time to celebrate a new harvesting year. This year it was delayed because it took some time for the cedar weavers to create a new cape and apron for the totem pole at the site and because of influenza and COVID hitting the community so badly in February and March. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at Coast Mountain News. Sign up for our free newsletter right to your email here. Ulachans dry on a rack on the back of Percy Mack's pickup. Barb Peterson photo Williams Lake Tribune, May 1, 1975. Barb Schooner and Melanie Schooner weave a cedar robe for the Sputch ceremony in 2024. Photo submitted. Margaret Sawalas and Lydia Schooner standing on the banks of the Bellacoola River, say the annual Ulachan run should begin soon. The Ulachans will come with high tide, this week. Barb Peterson photo, Williams Lake Tribune, May 1, 1975.